This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the urgency of UNSC reforms, streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains at the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting session yesterday. The G7 Foreign Ministers' meeting is being held at Abbaye des Hauts du Seine in France. Dr. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he spoke about the reform of global governance. He specifically raised Global South's concerns about energy challenges, fertilizer supplies, and food security. The External Affairs Minister is on a two-day visit to France to attend the G7 Foreign Ministers' meeting. The Embassy of India in UAE has expressed condolences at the tragic demise of an Indian national in Abu Dhabi yesterday. In a social media post, the embassy said that the death reportedly occurred due to falling debris in an unfortunate incident. The embassy added that it is in close coordination with the UAE authorities to extend all possible support and assistance. U.S. President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to 6th of April. In a social media post, Trump said he will hold off on bombing Iran's energy plants. Meanwhile, thousands more U.S. troops neared the region. Israel poured more troops into southern Lebanon to fight the Iran-backed Hezbollah, and Tehran tightened its grip on the crucial Strait of Hormuz. Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP leader Balendra Shah will be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the President's office in Sheetal Nivas in Kathmandu at 12:34 p.m. local time. Balendra Shah was elected as the leader of the RSP parliamentary party yesterday, paving his way to become Nepal's youngest elected Prime Minister. His party RSP secured a landslide victory in the 5th March parliamentary poll. The 35-year-old rapper turned politician will also be the first person from the Madhes region to hold the top executive post in the country. Indian Foreign Service officer Periah Sami Kumaran has been appointed as the next High Commissioner of India to the United Kingdom. Mr. Kumaran, a 1992 badge Indian Foreign Service officer, is currently serving as the secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs. He is expected to take up the assignment shortly. In Uttar Pradesh, the festival of Ram Navami is being celebrated today with religious fervour. The main attraction of the celebration is in Ayodhya, where Surya Snan will take place at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will be telecast live by Doordarshan. A report.
Thousands of devotees have gathered in Ayodhya for the celebrations of Ram Navami. People are taking bath in Saryu River and Ram Ki Paddy before doing darshans of Lord Rama in different temples. More than 5,000 temples of Ayodhya are decorated in grand manner to celebrate the birthday of Lord Ram. At Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, after Abhishekam of Lord Ram in the morning, the Surya Tilak will take place in the Sanctum Sanctorum at exactly 12 noon. When a beam of sunlight will fall on the forehead of the deity for approximately 4 minutes, creating a divine and historic spectacle. After that, 56 offering will be made. A full bungalow has been decorated in the sanctum sanctorum of the temple on this occasion. The temple will remain open for darshan from early morning till late at night to accommodate the large influx of pilgrims. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
On the second day of Kelo India Tribal Games, Karnataka swimmer Manikant L clinched the gold medal in the 200 metres individual medley, completing a hat-trick of gold medals. Odisha's Anjali Munda won the gold medal in the women's 200 metres individual medley, securing her second gold of the competition. On the third day today, events in swimming, weightlifting, hockey, football and wrestling will be held. In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship, defending champion India began their campaign with a commanding 3-0 win over Pakistan at the National Football Stadium in Malé, Maldives yesterday. The win helped India move into the semi-finals of the championship while knocking out rivals Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.